Yes, it is. And for the final time, our COVID update with Tara Duggan.
Yeah. Whoop, whoop.
Whoop, whoop is right. Is it a final COVID update or is it just the final one with Tara?
I believe it is. Myself and Andy Bad News have debated that one. It was supposed to have been the last one about 4 weeks ago.
Yeah.
But we're still here. So.
Look at this. It's a nice tidy end before you head off on parental leave. Anyway, so what is the story then?
Funnily enough, the theme of it is finality.
Is it?
It is.
Wow.
We're going to talk about some of the things that we are most likely never going to be able to do again.
Oh, lovely. Just
great.
What we need on a Friday.
Waking up happy. Oh.
Actually, PJ.
Yeah?
Because you are the master of social distance.
The guru.
A lot of this you're going to like, I think.
Oh, good stuff.
Yeah.
Right then.
And it's going to suit quite a few people, I suspect. But, at the very start of this pandemic, Anthony Fauci, the US top... doctor in the US basically made a claim that a lot of people went, what? That's nonsense. And he said that handshakes would most likely become a thing of the past.
Right.
Now, of course, 7 months on,
yeah,
we're kind of thinking,
you'd never
actually,
of shaking hands with anybody.
You wouldn't.
No,
you
not
would
at all.
Not think of shaking hands with anybody. And, you know, any time that you're coming into any sort of relatively close contact, you always take a, you know, step back and we bristle. I'm bristling when I see people on TV, things that were filmed before this ever happened, before we ever heard of COVID-19.
It's amazing how noticeable it becomes, isn't it? You know, contestants on quiz shows shaking hands, and you're going,
what's
going on there?
Hey, you weirdos.
Yeah, exactly. So we thought we'd have a look at some of the things maybe that are gone. Some sad, some less so, but potentially are gone forever. Or put it this way, certainly are not advisable.
Right. Okay.
So, one thing, and we actually had this while you guys were off, Enda, Voice of a Thousand Souls, was filling in for you, and it was his birthday.
Right.
And so we did the usual, we ran to the bar, we got a crappy cake,
yeah,
and we stuck a candle in it, and suddenly myself and Mike went, actually, we can't sing happy birthday to him, and we can't blow out the candles.
Oh yeah, I never thought of that.
I get the not blowing out the candle. Oh yeah, of course, if he blows out the candles, he's breathed all
his mucus is now
exactly.
All over the cake.
But also, apparently, it's the actual singing of the happy birthday that poses the greatest risk.
You're bellowing out.
You're standing round a cake, bellowing out happy birthday to you, spewing your mucus all over the cake, which when you think about it really, we shouldn't have been doing it anyway.
Oh,
you
no.
Know?
I know,
oh my God.
What's been a mucus between close friends? But in this case, it's very dangerous. So it looks like we're never going to be able to sing happy birthday, or at least certainly not in a confined space
this
anymore.
This is fantastic news for you, PJ.
Well, I don't
this
know,
is literally
I like a
being,
birthday.
Yeah, you only like your own.
That's true.
You only like your own. You don't like going to other people. No, so now when you get that invite and you go, come on, look, it's my birthday, we're getting together. I can't.
Actually, you're right.
You're not allowed.
And then when I blow out the candle in my cake, no one will want a bit anymore. I'm like, yeah,
you see every cloud. Another one here now, and I actually witnessed this firsthand the other night, taking a drag from a friend's vape or cigarette.
Oh, jeepers, yeah.
Now, I would have thought that was a thing of the past anyway.
No, well, I mean, thankfully, I haven't been a smoker now for quite a few years, and it's fabulous. It's the way to go, people. If you're still dragging on a fag, give it up. But I went out for dinner the other night with two friends of mine, and... One had specified, can we go somewhere where we can sit outside? Because obviously, you know, you know, people have different degrees of nervousness and risks that they're prepared to take. So yeah, of course, we booked a place that we sat outside, perfectly socially distanced, you know, gel on our hands, washing all the rest of it. And then halfway through the dinner, for one friend who does still smoke, lit up her fag, and the other one goes, kiss a drag.
No way.
And I was like, what?
What? Like, what, you were out with two 14-year-olds?
No.
What the hell was going
women
on?
Women in their 40s.
Oh, my God.
And I was like, what are we doing? We're sitting outside freezing because of you. And then you go and take a drag off her
somebody
fag.
Else's cigarette. Damn, that's mad.
Because I
honestly thought that those days were gone where anybody ever shared
cigarettes.
Unless it was one of those special cigarettes that's made with the other stuff.
And even then... That's like banging out a Frenchie to someone. It's the same thing.
I'm surprised it's not a bad thing that goes.
Yeah,
well, down with that sort of thing.
I can tell you, it's still a feature in North County Dublin. That much I can tell you for
right.
sure.
Well.
Now, on to the next one now. And this may be, PJ, you don't even know what language I'm speaking at this point. Jim, this is a distant memory for you. But letting your kid into an indoor play centre and jumping into the bowl pit.
Oh my God, yeah.
Yeah, ball
God,
pits.
When the kids were young, that was your sanctuary.
That was your sanctuary. That was your saving grace.
That's where you got an hour and a half.
You might actually get to sit down and flick through a paper.
Yeah.
When they were going mental in the ball pit and coming down the slide.
And the beauty of it was you had no responsibility.
No, whatsoever.
Because they had staff there who would drag them out of weird tunnels and, you know, if they started suffocating under a load of plastic balls, and, it was somebody else to look after them.
And everything was padded, so if they bounced in the wrong direction and hit their head, you know, it was all fine.
That's gone!
That's, like, looking very dodgy, because apparently, obviously you can't have, you know, mass gatherings of children from different households in a ball pit, and apparently plastic is particularly good at harbouring the germs, so
that could
be a thing of the past. This is one for the girls. Getting a quick makeover after work. Quite often, you know, if you've got somewhere to go, maybe on a Friday night, the way to do it is you need to buy new makeup anyway. You need to get a new mascara. You're crap at doing your own makeup. So what would you do? You'd go to the makeup counter in a department store, get a professional to do it. You look amazing. And you can get the price of your mascara reduced because you've had a makeover.
Right. No. Okay, and that's gone.
All gone.
Why do you sound like you're obsessed about
that,
PJ?
I don't know why that one obsessed me more than the rest. I don't know why that one does. That's the one that's getting under my skin. I've no idea why.
You're saying, PJ, I'll never be able to go and get a makeover.
All you know, maybe I was thinking about doing it one of the days.
I used to do for the Radio Awards every year. Nip into Brown Thomas first and then get on me train.
When you started telling that story, I thought that the principle behind those kind of makeovers in those big, you know, department stores was actually that you went along on the basis of, I'm thinking of buying. What would it look like on me?
Oh, no, that is it. That's exactly the principle of it.
As a result, then, I thought you got it for free.
No, you don't. No, well, you can get samples. They will give you samples for free. But the principle of it is, I'd like to try a new makeup look, you know, for my outdoor, when I go to black tie balls every 5 years. And I'd like to try that today because I'm thinking of buying a new, you know, whatever makeup would look good. So they do you up in the makeup. They recommend, you know, the mascara, the eyeshadow, whatever it is that they've used to create your look. And then you buy it, but you get a discount on it based on.
Ah, right,
so,
okay.
Anyway, that's gone as well,
I actually
I'm
thought
afraid.
It was just a scam. But anyway.
Well,
brilliant.
Anyway, that's gone, I'm afraid, for the girls. We won't be able to do that anymore. Socialising in a loud, crowded bar.
Oh, yeah. Oh, that makes sense.
Forgotten what that's like.
I never liked it anyway, to be honest with you.
To be honest with you, once I hit 25, I never liked it anymore either. I prefer to sit in a corner where I can actually hear myself and the other people that I'm with. But obviously this is because of crowded spaces, people from different households, and the fact that you have to shout.
Yeah.
You know, you have to...
I never thought of that.
Yeah.
Because the noise level, have you ever noticed, like, have you ever become aware of the noise level? I don't mean specific noise.
Oh, yeah, and that's
not
even the worst
general,
part.
You know, have you ever heard, that like, you can actually feel the murmur. The murmur just grows and grows and grows. Have you ever noticed that?
Yeah. And then it's the person you're talking to has their nose in your ear and they're spitting on the side of your face.
Exactly.
And then want to think that you feel a bit better, than you did. Can you know what I'm saying? Like, oh my God, make this pain stop.
Yeah. So there you go. Well, now you have a reason to stop. That's it. End of. Games nights in. So
what, like play Scrabble or something?
Yes. Absolutely.
Well, that's
yes.
my monthly Twister group out the window.
Yeah, exactly.
Scrabble, Twister.
No more strip poker for PJ.
Strip poker, Monopoly. You can't do this anymore because, A, obviously, groups from different households in, say, your own home, you've got your friends over. And you can't be dealing cards.
Oh my God,
I know,
that's mad. Imagine Scrabble is dangerous.
Yeah. So the dangers of Scrabble.
Never mind Scrabble, lads. Never mind Scrabble. Have you heard of Cards Against Humanity?
Yeah, I know Cards Against Humanity. Yeah, it's good.
Jim, Univon would love this.
Really?
Yeah, I lend you mine. It's fabulous. Yeah, no, it is.
Well, you can't lend me yours, unfortunately.
Yeah. Well, I suppose I can't.
It'll have to go through some mad decontamination process.
Yeah, you'll have to get the decontamination Scrabble crew to come around and do your cards for you as well.
Yeah, well, there you go. See, maybe there's an opportunity, a business opportunity there for somebody. So games nights in. Another one, passing the microphone at a karaoke. Karaoke, thing of the past, they say.
That's a good thing. Thank God for that.
I don't think so.
Oh my God, I hate karaoke.
I liked a bit of old karaoke at a particular time. Like, very brief period of my life, I thought it was a great bit of crack. Oh,
no. I had, when I left my last job, my leave and do was karaoke, and it was grey crack.
Really?
Yeah, absolutely. Great crack.
Yeah, Jim, it's the only chance I get to sing. What do you want to make those ones up before?
Wow, so all a thing of the past. Some good, some not so good.
Wow.
What are you going to miss most of that list?
What am I going to miss most? Probably the games nights, because I do play them. My friends and myself get together a couple of times a year and play Cards Against Humanity. The other thing is just the last thing is Anthony Fauci's shaking hands. Shaking hands, hugging a friend, kissing on the cheek. I kind of like it. It's very hard. I'm finding it hard when I meet up with people maybe that I haven't seen for a couple of months.
To not give them a hug.
To not
whatever,
give them
yeah.
a hug. Yeah. Apparently, of those three things, the hugging, the kissing the cheek, the shaking hands, the hugging is the best of the bad lot.
Right.
Because you generally don't.
PJ Gallagher, over to you. The hugging is the best option.
Don't come near me.
Well, now you know more than ever before. The COVID Update. Classic hits.